1876.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney starting off the week. Thanks for tuning in. Boy, we have a lot to get to in this jam-packed hour, including your emails. Must have been busy over the weekend. In the middle of chilling out, you were sending us some letters, too, because the mailbox is full. Sometimes the band plays on a little bit extra. So we've got sports shorts, we have mail, and we have some very sad things to tell you about over the weekend, including the Indiana State Fair, the stage collapsing, killing five people, a weird, strange weather pattern where it was an isolated deal that just slammed into that stage. And sadly, there's no way those people could get out of there. Now it's going to be a question of what did they know? They called the weather service. Did they have any inkling of that? And, of course, no, because all the buildings around them were fine. Nothing else was torn up. Nothing else fell apart. It was just that stage. And, you know, people press forward to try to get to the front of the stage. And those are the people, the five that died, were the ones that were very, very close because everything just fell over on top of them. There were other people that are hurt, and that death toll might go up. One can only hope and pray that that doesn't happen, and these people fighting for their lives in the hospital, a lot of them kids, survive. So Indiana is grappling with that. In fact, they closed the state fair on Sunday to honor the people and also, you know, get everything back to where it should be with the stage and whatnot before they let everybody back in. Meanwhile, another Midwest state had something completely different going on. Ames, Iowa, the straw poll, of course, for whatever weight you put into that, Michelle Bachmann wins that thing. And it's, some say it is kind of a little bit of a litmus test for the 2012 presidential campaign, because you had, you know, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, formally saying that he's going to try to get in that White House. In other words, he's throwing his boot and his cowboy hat and everything else in the ring. So Bachmann wins it. It's, you know, it's like that mock election thing. It's a traditional deal that they do. And afterwards, she had a couple of things to say, things that she's drilling down as focus points for her. She thinks jobs number one and the debt's just out of control, and that's where the focus needs to be. And I think she's not alone. This is going to be the theme for a lot of Republicans. Take a listen.
What's outrageous is turning us into the biggest debtor in the history of the world. No nation has ever been in debt to the level that we are. And it wasn't that long ago that we were the world's largest creditor. We have to get our house in order. I'm talking about what people really care about, and that's turning the economy around and job creation. And I've been there and I've done that. I'm a former federal tax lawyer, and my husband and I also started our own successful company. I get it with job creation.
All right, she's smart in that sense, because that's going to be the push for everybody that's running. Former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, decides he's had enough. He's really the first big-time casualty for the Republicans anyway. So she moves on. Perry's trying to build momentum. Mitt Romney still is the early front runner, because does he hang on to that lead, or does he fall off? Because now you have other people that are like Perry, like Bachmann, who has a lot of Tea Party backers that are trying to challenge. I think it's fascinating to watch this whole thing unfold. Who's going to be standing there in the end? Who is the last person standing? I still say right now, as of today, I think it's Romney. You know, for all the things that I think Ron Paul says that put him on the radar as somebody who can't be taken seriously, I love some of the stuff that Ron Paul has always said. But I don't think he's the last guy standing. Although in the Iowa straw poll, he did come in second with 28% of that vote. Bachmann, by the way, had 29%. All right, let's quickly go out to Jeff in Washington. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, I was telling Matt I was in Camp Kiwanis. You ever hear of that?
Camp Kiwanis. I don't know much about it. Tell us about Camp Kiwanis.
It's for the handicapped. It's a real nice camp. It's in Oregon, not Washington, Kate.
Okay, you were. Okay, he had you down as Washington, so you could have been traveling and you were in Washington, so that's all right. Oregon. So Camp Kiwanis in Oregon. And how many people go to the camp?
A bunch. It's for the disabled. It's sponsored by the Kiwanis in the Great Northwest.
Oh, I love that. They've got, I think they have other camps around the country. I could be wrong, but maybe that's one of the biggest ones then in Oregon.
Yeah, they have horseback riding, and they got the river, you know, the zip line.
Oh, did you do the zip line?
I did it for my birthday, and I was asking Matt, where's my color Nick for my birthday? He said, ask you.
All right, we're going to shout out. We're going to give you, as we leave, we're going to give you a big shout out. Thanks, Jeff, for the call, and happy birthday. Thank you. On the zip line, Camp Kiwanis. I think it's great what the Kiwanis clubs, by the way, across the country do for all kinds of people, and obviously that's just another example of it. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, those numbers on the AIM straw poll, what percent did your guy get?
He wasn't in it. Romney wasn't in it.
Wasn't in it. Why wasn't he in it?
He didn't want to. He didn't participate. You don't have to. It's a mock election thing, and some people think it's not that big of a deal. Other people think it is. So he didn't put his name in it.
Mm. I tell you, you know, I think Ron Paul is completely wrong on Iran, which I think makes him completely right. Because you know what? If you take and stop giving money to Egypt and to Israel and to all these guys, you know what? They're going to have to figure how to live with each other. And you know, once the Muslims see that we have taken the leash off of Israel, they're going to make peace with Israel, because they know then that Israel will be able to wipe them off the face of the earth if they get slightly pissed off. Up to now, we have been holding Israel back, you know, in every war that they've had, Israel has been ready to just whoop butt, and
but we
don't
let them
stop, right?
Yeah.
But if we say, okay, you know, you all figure it out yourself, it would change everything, and I bet that you'd see a whole lot of savings and peace throughout the whole Mideast. I want a third party. Ron Paul is the closest thing I can get to a third party, because you know what? Perry and Bachman and all these conservatives, what the have they given me so far? Is there a fence on the border yet? No. That's been like, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
No. Jobs are not that. NAFTA, they still got NAFTA. They still got trade deficits, budget deficits, federal deficits, you know, with conservatives. And when we had Bush in there for 8 years. You know, we had the House and the Senate for a couple of years. I need a third party, and I think Paul will be about as close to that as I can get. So I'm ready to vote for Paul. You know what? Paul was in the military, and he was a doctor. So, hey.
Hey, I like Ron Paul. I don't think he's electable. I say no way does he get elected, even though I really, really like him. I agree with you. I also agree with you, and I've said it from day one when I started this show. Give me a third party, and I think now is the time. We're going to see it. We might not see it this election cycle, but trust me, in the next decade, we are going to, Tomas, have that third party that you and I really think we need in this country. More calls coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional health supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it in serious collarbone
mode. All right, if you want to mix up a little politics right here as we head into another frustrating week. Well, there's nothing going on in Foggy Bottom, which is the norm, except for Congress is not in session. They're out riding the rapids, hanging out, doing whatever they do in their spare time, and perhaps even campaigning.
Yeah.
There are some that are campaigning because look at Michelle Bachmann, who just won that straw poll. And it is fascinating to me to try to handicap the race and figure out, like all the Republican strategists and Democratic strategists are trying to do for various reasons, who is the guy or woman, but who is the last person, who is the last man standing? I say it's a man, I say it's Romney right now. If the Republican convention were and nominating process were being held next week, it's Romney. Now, Tomas, like me, because I always say we need a third party, always from day one on America Tonight. I think I've said that, but it still hasn't happened in the 4.5 years I've been doing this. I think it boomerangs back, and we'll see something maybe in this next decade. In fact, I think for sure we'll see a third party in the next decade, and part of that is because of all the nonsense that just happened in Washington, the frustration level. Well, you can see it and hear it everywhere, from PTA meetings to just talking in your backyard across the fence with your neighbor. Everybody was talking about the debt ceiling, and everybody's talking about their taxes, and everybody's talking about their financial woes and no jobs. That's it. That's dominating the conversation, and then moving on to other things. But it's always one of the openers. It really is. So people are infuriated. A third party could never have come at a better time, but it's not going to happen in this cycle. I don't see that at all. In the next cycle, maybe. And Ron Paul has some great ideas. I'm all about Ron Paul with everything financial, especially. When he talks about, and Tomas just said it, when he talks about, and he did this, remember in the first so-called debate, because it wasn't really like a debate, in New Hampshire, forget all the foreign aid. We are drowning in debt. We cannot continue to throw all the money we're throwing out. Stupid. We need to pull back on that. We need to stop that. And I agree. But he, for some of his views, he's concerned, he's, you know, marked as too much of a libertarian way out on the ledge, and he won't get enough of the vote. He always dances around and comes close, and I like his views, but I don't think he gets it. I don't think so. Sam in Montreal. Hello, buddy. How are you?
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Simply fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, went to see the Alouettes went on Thursday, beating Edmonton. Hoo-hoo. Yeah, CFL, or as we like to call it, real football. But we're going to...
oh, a shot at the NFL. Look, we're happy we just have the NFL this season.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Okay, we'll talk about football later. Where does Tomas get off talking about Israel and letting go? Has he been there? Does he know what he, with all due respect, does he know what he's talking about?
Well, he hasn't been there, but what he's saying is, actually he's giving you a pro-Israel stance and saying
right.
that, well, you know, look, he's right, you know, Netanyahu is chomping at the bit, like, to do, when they want to go for it, he wants to go for it, instead he's always talked off the ledge.
Right.
And Samas has a good point, which I think you agree with that, Sam, that if that did happen, he's right. Israel would take over, basically. I mean, Israel, they can't mess with Israel. Israel has too many good pilots, fighters, bombs, all that. They've got the arsenal. They got a nuke.
Right.
Or
right.
two.
yeah, but don't forget, the Saudi Arabians have the oil, so they can, like, if you remember the 73 war?
Yeah.
A lot of Middle Eastern countries used, hey, you give to Israel, we'll cut off your oil supply.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. So,
yeah, true. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and it's like, unfortunately, peaceful, like I've said before, I'll throw in a hockey analogy. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup than them being peace in the Middle East.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
peace
you know,
in the Middle East, in our lifetime, you and I have both said this.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen this trotted out where
right.
a president has meetings with whoever to talk about the Palestinians and to talk about Israel or talk about the West Bank, to talk
right.
about Hamas? It's not happening. I agree.
Right. You know, and I spoke to our favorite Rabbi Masters. I have to throw it in, of course. He's my nephew. I'm proud of him. And we were also talking about that. And he was saying, you know, like, Uncle, well, first of all, I guess you heard people are demonstrating in Israel because of the high cost of everything. And he said, with all due respect, since you know, school year starting with him, it starts next week for some of the elementary schools in Israel. He wish he could demonstrate, but he just doesn't have the time because he's got the school year. His sister, my niece, is getting married, so you know he's busy with that. And you know, he wish he could join in the demonstration. You know, with the high cost of living. I guess you've heard
mm-hmm.
that.
I have.
Okay, now, unfortunately, first of all, my condolences to the people of the great state of Indiana about what happened.
Mm. Well, the heavy wind thing that came down, where it was just an isolated thing where that wind hits them on the and they're there for the Sugar Land show, and then the
right.
stage collapses, yeah.
Well, if you don't, last month in Ottawa, same thing happened. Cheap Trick was just about to perform.
Mm-hmm.
A stage collapsed. Okay, the show was canceled. About 2 weeks later, Cheap Trick was supposed to perform at another outdoor show in Vancouver. They found out the same company that put the stage up in Ottawa was going to put the stage up in Vancouver. They canceled Cheap Trick because they were worried that, you know, after, you know, once bitten, twice shy.
Yeah.
So, okay, since you know more about this than I do, with what happened with at the Indiana State Fair, is that under a federal investigation or a state?
It's under a state investigation now, but, you know, who knows where that goes. Indiana has that OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration is what it stands for.
Okay.
So the state fire marshal would look at it, and so would they. They're investigating it, and it looks like just that gust of wind, that's what it was. The rigging came down. People were screaming.
Right.
15,000 people could fit into this area, this stage where they were all waiting, and they didn't move. They could have been evacuated. They were waiting for Sugar Land, but
right.
They weren't. The evacuation order was, you know, the strong wind blew over the stage before they could have issued it, so that's
right,
the problem.
Right, but will, let's say, federal marshals eventually, will they be asked to be called in, or will they say, hey, well, we don't like your decision, we're taking over the investigation? Like, I apologize in asking, because I don't know how it works in the states, that's the thing.
No, not now. Not in this one. They could. I mean, if there was a reason, some
right.
they could go and investigate. I don't know that they will. I think they'll go by what OSHA says. I think they'll go by what Indiana's OSHA says.
Okay.
And what they file. Unless, I think there's going to be some lawsuits, because they're going to debate. They're going to debate what the people knew about evacuation, all that
right.
stuff.
And I think the way the governor handled it was with class. I mean, he was holding back the tears, and they weren't crocodile tears. He was he was really concerned for those people, you know. So I got kudos off to the governor of the state of Indiana. So
I agree. He did handle that well, because that was
yeah.
tough. And plus, one of his daughters was at the concert. She was fine, but
right.
she was there.
Right. You know, and Steve was at the wall saying psalms for the departed, the peoples who, as he put, their souls have departed to the beyond, and the people in the hospital. So even Steve's involved in this because it wasn't the lead story in Israel, but it was second or third story on the radio when he woke up this morning. So
sad.
Yeah.
Sam, thanks for telling us about that, the Wailing Wall. Thank you. You have a good one. So the concert said they had informed people before the show that it might have to be postponed, but, you know, again, if you're a diehard, you want to see Sugarland, you're getting in there close. So it was a freak thing that the wind whips through the grandstand. It was unexpected. One of the people that was killed was a guy who was just simply on the stage. He was rigging up the spotlight for the show, and he died on Sunday night before I jumped on the air. So we have five confirmed dead. Let's hope that there's no more than that. And you can hear people screaming because somebody was shooting video, and you could see the thing fall into the stands, collapse, and people were trapped, and it's a sad day. So, of course, they shut down the state fair in Indiana on Sunday, and you certainly can't imagine what that would be like to be standing there just waiting, and then to have something like that happen, just grabbing your buddies and trying to pull them back. Ooh. All right, we got mail and stuff to check next. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, It could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In August, with some freakishly warm temperatures still in part of the country, although things were cooled off in Texas and Oklahoma because it's been 100 plus for 40 days. It's like living in Phoenix in a way. But there were raindrops over the weekend. Only a couple hours, but a couple hours is better than none. Umbrella sales are way down in the Southwest, in case you're wondering. We're kicking it around in a couple of different directions. You can join us, 800-259-5791. Let's go across the border to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. I apologize for this pun in advance, but there must be somebody in America named George Ringo, and then Ron Paul could pick him as a running mate. Ron Paul and George Ringo.
I like it.
That's my last pun, I promise. I know I get kicked in the ass for my puns all the time, but it was, you know, whatever happened to the senator from Massachusetts that replaced Ted Kennedy? Wasn't his name Brown?
Scott Brown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always have trouble. It's the simple names that you have trouble remembering. Is he no longer considered a candidate to be president?
He didn't want to run for president, even though people talked about him. It's the second that he took over that seat, he wanted to stay in his role in the Senate and just dig in there. He had no interest this time around.
But there were no skeletons in his closet. They didn't find a bunch of hookers.
No.
Him on YouTube. He wasn't on YouTube with a hooker.
No.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Because anyway, I was kind of impressed with him. Is he doing? I don't watch cable. I don't even have cable television because I'm pretty much blind. But is he doing pretty good in the Senate?
I think he's doing good. Here's what I like about Scott Brown. He's a Republican, and a lot of his ideas fall in line with other Republicans, let's say, because there's various factions of the Republican Party. You're super conservative, you're moderate, whatever. He falls more in that moderate category where sometimes he's actually jumped on the side of the Democrats, and in some ways that might be costly to with some of the people that elected him. But I think it also endears him to other people and even some Democrats because he says he votes on what he believes to be the issues are that will represent his people the best, not what the party says.
Yeah, and also, I just heard that the Statue of Liberty is going to be shut down for a couple of years to be renovated. I think this is a good time to reform your immigration laws. We're reforming our immigration laws are crazier than yours. But, you know, isn't there a plaque? I've never been. It's on Ellis Island, right?
What you have is you've got the Statue of Liberty. Yes, it is. You have the Statue of Liberty, and then you have I'm confused.
I think there's a plaque on there that says, "Give us your muddy asses or your huddled masses or whatever the heck it is."
It does say that, but what I was confused about, and that's why I hesitated there for a second. You're talking about it being renovated. It just was renovated.
Well, I thought it was shut down
for years.
I heard on the radio yesterday that they're going to shut it down for another year to do something to it. I don't know what the heck they're going to do.
Wow. You got me because I'm going to New York in a month, and I'm supposed to go to the Statue of Liberty, so I don't know anything about that.
And they're separate, too,
because it's like Liberty Island, really, is what it's called, and then there's Ellis Island. They separate it. You've got two different things. When you go out on the boats, you've got Ellis Island, and then you have... I don't know if they call it Liberty Island. It's very small. It's where the statue is, and it's two different things.
There are millions of people that are yearning for free health care or yearning to breathe free or whatever it says. You know, maybe this is the time to reform because I can guarantee, you're probably, I know you're going to disagree with me, but just take a look at England. Part of the problem with all of these riots is their crazy immigration laws. And I North America is going to wind up like Great Britain unless we reform our immigration laws.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you there. I think there's a big problem with the whole visa thing. That's part of it. You've got people that have been waiting in line forever to get into this country, and then you have what I call cutters, and now the cutters are so out of control. You have borders where still they're not shored up. They're not safe. There's all kinds of violence. No. I agree with you. This should have been done a long time ago.
And also, one last, go off on another tangent. Rolling Stone magazine had a big write-up. Is the cover of Rolling Stone, does it have the sheepdogs on it in America or just Canada? Have you seen the cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're on the cover or not.
The sheepdogs were on there. There was a lady from L.A., and the sheepdogs from my hometown in Western Canada, and they were going to be the first unsigned act to be on the cover of the Rolling Stones, and the band from Saskatchewan won. And a guy, he's the son of either Ricky Skaggs or Boz Skaggs. Have you ever heard of him? I can't remember.
I know who Boz Skaggs is, yes.
Yeah, well, Boz Skaggs' son or Ricky, his last name was Skaggs, and I can't remember whether they said he was Ricky Skaggs' son or Boz Skaggs' son. He came up here and he did a big write-up on it, saying how stupid we were all a bunch of hicks, hillbillies, and hayseeds, and all we did, we're hookers and hockey, everybody in Canada is a hooker or a hockey player, and he's from New York City. So I would just like to ask him, have you ever seen any band from New York City on the cover of Rolling Stone? I don't think New York City, other than maybe the Ramones, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just think that...
No, there's been a lot of musicians that have come out of New York, New York.
I'm just saying, he said everybody in Western Canada is either a hooker or a hockey player, so... Anyway, if Boz Skaggs is listening, just tell him that I don't like Ricky Skaggs and I don't like Boz Skaggs.
I love that. All right, thanks, Al. Yeah, I can't tell you. It's interesting. I used to read the Rolling Stone magazine a lot. It's funny that he brought that up, but I've seen the online versions. but the online version, I'm thinking off the top of my head, in the new issue, I don't remember what the, I can't remember what the cover had on it, so I don't know. The Sheepdogs, they did have the Sheepdogs on it. So it's the band, A Hairy Rock and Roll Fairy Tale. Now I'm curious, and I want to read how they trashed Canada and find out more about it. So Al really actually just promoted the article by saying what he said, I think, on the air. And he caught me by surprise on the Statue of Liberty thing, because I'm supposed to go to the Statue of Liberty coming up here in another month. So I will certainly find out about that, but I can't believe that's true, since they just did renovate the Statue of Liberty. I mean, how many times do they need to renovate? It was shut down forever and a day, it seemed like. I think it was shut down for a couple of years while they were doing renovations the last time around, so that doesn't make any sense to me. But, yeah, I can't imagine. But maybe it's true. Maybe there's something else that they're doing out there. It's too bad, because when people come to New York, the number one thing they want to see is they want to get on the boat. They want to go to Ellis Island, sometimes Ellis Island. More Statue of Liberty, though, than anything. You get on those ferries, and that's what people do. They want to get over there. And the last time I went, it was probably, I want to say it was a couple of years ago. I want to say it was like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And the boats were jammed. You had to get tickets way in advance. So if you just popped into New York, it'd be pretty tough for you to get on a boat to get over there, and you only had a couple of days to spare. It's that popular, and people from all over the place, everywhere, want to go see the Statue of Liberty, because think about all the movies that it's been in. Think about people who live in other corners of the world. What do they associate with the United States? The Statue of Liberty. Maybe the most. It'd be interesting to find that out. Besides, I think, the American flag, the Statue of Liberty, I guarantee, is the thing that they know and remember, from, if nothing else, from the movies. Because that's what you see the most. It's not going to be the Liberty Bell. It's not going to be the Declaration of Independence. It's not going to be any of that kind of stuff. It's going to be the Statue of Liberty. So if they're closing it again for some reason that I have not heard of, then that would be terrible for all those people who waited for years to go back there, and I can't imagine that that's the case. And it's like I said, it's still very tough, especially on a weekend, to get in there. Now, you know, 9/11, the 10th year anniversary is coming up for that, and a lot of people are going to be in, I think, in New York for it, certainly. And there are all kinds of things that the city is gearing up for, all kinds of memorial services in a way and whatnot that are happening. And what I heard is that the Statue of Liberty was involved in some of that. Hey, coming up on the flip side, if you have something you want to say to throw in your two cents on the politics we've been kicking around or other stuff, feel free to do it. 800-259-5791. I keep threatening to go and check the mail. I promise that we will do that coming up. Plus, fill you in on a couple of other things, including this crazy deal about a woman who woke up and found a blimp in her backyard. Can you imagine? Of all the things that you open, you know, you open your door, you open your window, whatever, and you look out, what are you expecting to see? You're not expecting to see a blimp that's just hanging there. I don't think so. But that's exactly what happened. It was a blimp, apparently, that got loose from an airport that was nearby in Ohio. This happened in Columbus, Ohio. It's too funny. We got to tell you about this. Oh, you got to hang through for this and hear what this woman had to say.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't admit, no woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL Security Group.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Two, three, ooh, 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 ooh.
Okay, so what's the worst thing that you've ever found in your backyard? For me, it's a dead squirrel, because my dog was carrying it around, and oh, it was the worst. Not a blimp, though. So you're a 94-year-old woman. You're already thinking you're hallucinating. You go out into the yard. You hear, like, this banging, and it's stormy weather, so you're assuming it's the storm, but what it was is that 128-foot-long blimp actually somehow got free of the moorings at the Columbus Airport in Ohio and landed in your backyard. And the remnants of the blimp that was just battered was draped over picnic tables, bird feeders. It covered half of the backyard. How about that? So what did Lillian Bergenhagen think when she saw the backyard and the blimp? Here's what she says.
I walked into my family room and I looked out, and here's this big, big blue and white thing spread out all over the place. And I said, wow, that was all I could think of to say. It was pretty much filling up my backyard. It was huge. And, of course, it went from the ground clear up to the second-story eaves of my house, if that can give you some idea of its size. Well, actually, it did more damage to the house south of me because it came in over their house and then landed and settled into my backyard.
Yeah, how about that? Worst thing you've ever found in your backyard. Somebody sent me that quickly. An alligator. Yeah, a live one. Ooh, Dan in Texas. He's alive and kicking. He joins us now here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, Dan.
Oh, Lady Delaney, how are you, Mistress of the Night?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. I'm just doing great.
Good.
Okay, yeah. You know, I woke up after 6 months of marriage and found a blimp in my bed.
Oh, that's bad.
it really happened. You know, she went from a cute, beautiful little 140-pound girl to a 200-pound bonbon-eating pig.
Really? That are you? And so you are you divorced, huh?
Well, yeah, that was a long, long time ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was number one. There's been two more since then, you know. But now I'm single again, and I sometimes have encounters, but not the marriage kind.
There you go. You tried a couple of times.
Yes, yes, three altogether. But anyway, to get back to what I started to talk about, I usually agree with you and Thomas on so many things that you talk about, but this third-party thing is wrong as far as actual party. There actually is already a third party. It's the Tea Party. And we're Democrats, we're independents, we're Republicans, and we're like-minded people that believe this country needs to go back to its fundamentals of less taxation, less regulation, and less involvement of the federal government, and the federal government be cut down to the size necessary to operate in a function normally for everything. We got a real bad squeal here.
I know we do. We got to let you fly, Dan. I think it's one of those ex-wives. They heard what you, that first one, had to hear what you just said on the air, and she decided she was going to cut you out. The well, what you're saying is, I agree with all those things. Less taxation, less government, that's all the way I feel. You know that. But a quote, third party, Tea Party doesn't count as that third party yet because people that are, let's say, embrace Tea Party ideals, as you say, they're made up of different people, they're falling into the Republican category unless it becomes a completely separate category, then it's not a third party. I mean, you're not voting Tea Party. You can't vote straight Tea Party. You can't go in, press a button, and vote Tea Party like you can with the Democrats and with the Republicans, a straight ticket, and you don't have those primaries. So, no, there is not a third party yet. There, as you say, there are definitely people that are embracing the ideals of the Tea Party, including many of the Republicans. It's Republicans. And those that were elected that way, unless that changes, and it could, but not right now, it's not that way. And maybe that is the future, one of the future third ones, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be a more kind of independent in-between. I don't even know if in-between is the right way. Maybe a little bit like the Tea Party, but I don't know that it's going to be called the Tea Party. In fact, I don't think so. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. It's a strange story, and somebody actually brought it up in a note. This one's from Bill, and he says, Kate, did you hear that story about the killer bull? I thought of you because I think you've talked about living in Madrid. Did you hear the story about the killer bull that got somebody else? Another man went down and died at a hospital after being gored. The bull is 1,000 pounds and has killed several people in these festivals over the last decade. Why wouldn't they just kill the bull? I don't get it. You know, I just saw something about this morning. I was looking at the Sunday paper, and the bull, the bull's name is Raton, which means mouse, and the bull has killed a couple of people in the last 10 years. You're right. But because of the reputation of the bull, he gets big money when he goes at festivals. You know, that's that whole rubbernecking thing. So the owner of the bull gets almost 15 grand every time he comes to any kind of a town gathering or festival. And that's a huge price. I mean, that's a big price. And then the ticket prices go up. So they almost double their ticket prices. And Madrid has all kinds of festivals. And Spain, of course, has many summer festivals like lots of other places. And the bull is the creature that they revere, they fear, they want to watch, they want to see. The bullfighting, the whole thing, it's all part of the culture. And everybody thinks Pamplona and the running of the bulls, but there are other places where they have bulls running in the streets. And people get pretty close to these bulls. They're not thinking about it. So, it is interesting that this bull now has killed several people, and he just keeps on going. And maybe that's because of the cultural thing. Okay, so if you're in the street, if you're running around, you know that the bull is there, or there are other bulls that are there, so you're willing to take that risk. And the liability isn't with the owner of the bull. Here's one from Keith who says, Kate, have you taken a look at the president's new ratings? His approval ratings really sank. And I think this is just a sign of things to come. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama's ratings in the Gallup poll anyway, and I know you like polls, drops to somewhere in the 20s. Keith, I don't know, 20s. If he's always hovered around 40, he's only dropped 1.39, and it is considered a slide, and he's, of course, being battered around by the monetary or economic crisis is a better way to say it, and we have a very unsettled political climate right now. But in this next, what do we have, 15 months, is he going to get a second term, or do the Republicans take the reins? It's a very uncertain time, I would say. And Obama's ratings or poll numbers dumped because of all the stuff with the economy. So 39% approve of Obama's performance, 54% disapprove. And it's an interesting week for that to come out at the start of the week, because the president is launching a new political campaign, or I shouldn't say campaign, but he's weathering the storm and going out and he's campaigning, and he's taking a daily lashing by a bunch of Republicans campaigning for his job, and that's, of course, what the Republicans should do. But does he bounce back in the numbers? Do the numbers bounce back, and does Obama hover kind of around 40? I think he could drop back a little bit more, but I don't see it in the 20s. I don't think so. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and bada bing, you're in.